With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As 2026 dawns here in Washington, D.C., U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress faces a January 30th deadline to fund the federal government. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says accomplishments from December will make another government shutdown less likely.
We broke the fever on the omnibus, and now we're finishing that process. So what will be happening over the next few weeks, I don't expect a shutdown. I don't expect any of the drama and the pain that we all had to go through last fall because the Democrats decided to shut the government down. So I think it'll be smoother sailing ahead. And then we'll turn our attention to the next fiscal year's budgeting process. And having built back the muscle memory, I think it's going to work a lot better.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. There are fatalities and many people injured after an explosion sparked a raging fire at a crowded bar in a Swiss Alps ski resort. Here's correspondent Karen Chambers.
Attorney General of Valais Canton, Beatrice Pilou, has said it's too early to determine the cause of the fire. Experts have not yet been able to go inside the wreckage. A reception centre and helpline has been established for the impacted families. The community is in the heart of the Swiss Alps, about 25 miles north of the Matterhorn.
That is Karen Chamis reporting. New restrictions are now in effect for SNAP recipients in five states. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The new year has brought new rules for Americans who get government help paying for groceries. SNAP recipients in Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia cannot use the federal funds on soft drinks, candy, and other sugary or processed foods. The five states are the first of at least 18 states to enact waivers prohibiting the purchase of certain foods.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham says young people are rejecting socialism.
The popular evangelist was asked by Fox News why millennials and Generation Z are suddenly reading the Bible and attending church. Graham says, quote, "I think they've been fed the lie of socialism, and socialism is basically anti-God. They have been turned off, I think, by this, and they're asking themselves, there's got to be something more." The president of Samaritan's Purse also thinks the assassination of Charlie Kirk has galvanized young people. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Israel aren't preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, including in Western nations, long thought to be a refuge for Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise recently that simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short period of time, a scenario they consider likely. This is SRN News. Many are watching to see whether New York City's controversial new mayor will live up to campaign promises.
Zoran Mamdani made bold promises to transform New York City as mayor, including free childcare, free buses, and a rent freeze on rent-stabilized apartments. But can he do it? The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist faces intense scrutiny. His rent-free plan may already face headwinds after the outgoing mayor made final appointments to a local board that determines annual rent increases for the city's rent-stabilized units. Mamdani has said he remains confident in his ability to enact the freeze. Julie Walker, New York.
A wave of new state laws arrives with 2026, Hawaii boosting its hotel tax to deal with climate costs. Meanwhile, Utah is tightening alcohol rules to make it impossible for those with multiple DUI convictions to buy alcohol. More on these stories at srnnews.com.